Both Grand Parade Investments and Taste Holdings have been on the same path, letting go of their US franchises. GPI announced today that it's now offloading a majority stake in Burger King, which it bought for more than 700 million rand roughly 6 years ago, and reported its first profit in the 2019 financial year. Joining us on the line now to analyze the move, Anthony Clark from Small Talk Daily Research. Thanks so much, Anthony, for your time this evening. So, like I say, we've got GPI in talks with an unnamed buyer to offload a majority stake in Burger King, divesting off what is an operational stake. And really, no big surprises coming to the fore here, but illustrative of the kind of unwind that's happening in the fast food arena when it comes to global brands.
Yes, absolutely. I think in the Grand Parade case, much of the unwinding is being done by shareholder activists who about 3 years ago saw the stock trading at about 65% discount with net asset value and were quite concerned that the cash flow being generated by the casino assets were being unwisely reinvested into fast food assets, which Grand Parade had very little exposure and experience to. What may not be known to your listeners and your viewers is that before Grand Parade got Burger King, the actual franchise owner was Taste Holdings. The Taste walked away because they couldn't afford the initial capital cost and believed the initial time frame to roll up 100 stores was utterly unachievable. Who then picks up Burger King? Grand Parade. And 7 years later, with some 700 to 800 million rand burned, 95 stores in place, of which probably 20% are in the wrong location, they're just turning a small profit. And I'm not surprised the shareholders are relieved that many of the assets are now being sold off and cash returned to shareholders.
Are we looking at a potential fire sale of assets here, Anthony?
Not really. I think we've seen in the last few months that many of the strategic assets inside Grand Parade have been put up for sale. The property assets, they closed down the loss-making Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins ice cream again on the back of shareholder activism. And I think what is going to be happening going forward is that the majority shareholders now in Grand Parade want to return to the old casino business and just maximize the cash flow and dividends from the casino assets, and everything else such as the Spurs stake's been sold, Burger King will be sold, and then the property will be sold, leaving just the core casino assets, which is what the shareholders actually wanted in the first place.
I asked the question because one wonders what kind of appetite there is out there for assets like this, because this is not the first of an international brand to be on the chopping block. I mentioned in the intro to this conversation that we had Baskin-Robbins, Dunkin' Donuts being offloaded, and then on Taste side, Starbucks, and now even Domino's Pizza looking a bit shaky within that Taste holding stable as well.
Absolutely. I think what you need here with any international fast food business is, one, you're paying a franchise fee in dollars to the offshore parents. So if you're a local company like Famous Brands or Spur, you own your own franchise. There's no fees to pay externally in hard currency. And with these brands, you're paying a royalty in dollars to an offshore party, so you're already on the back foot. And in the case of Burger King, it's actually a good business. I think in due course, the restructuring of the company by John Klopp as the COO will lead to a substantially better business. But the initial strategy of having corporate-owned stores in towns was just fatally flawed. They're making their money now from basically drive-throughs, which have a lower cost and are in suburbs of much greater penetration. So I think whether the new owner is, either if it's private equity or even an MBO, they will refine the strategy and clean up a lot of the initial, let's just say, mess and distraction that the Grand Parade management undertook when they took on the business.
Yeah. Strategy aside, though, it does put the spotlight on the South African consumer as well, their tastes and the way they adapt to, the kind of offerings in the market beyond just the hype that's initially triggered when these brands are initially brought in.
I think, again, what has been quite key in the last few years is the strength of domestic brands versus international brands. Just because Starbucks, Domino's, Burger King, amongst others, comes in, it does not automatically mean the domestic consumer, who may not be familiar with that brand, will automatically accept the new entrant. And I think we've seen significant amounts of capital spent on those international brands, and the consumer just hasn't been that receptive to the product or the pricing. So pricing has to be dropped, And then the significant domestic competition comes in and then eats into breakfast. So I think it took 20 years for McDonald's to be a success, and it might take a much longer period for Burger King to do the same.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it there, Anthony. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. And of course, Anthony Clark from Small Talk Daily Research.